Hi, folks. Gary Ebersole here. Just a quick note to recommend a good read. A couple of months ago, a friend sent me a link to an article titled, In the Land of the Very Old. My first thought was, huh? What does this have to do with me? I'm not very old, just old. At the time, Bea and I were on our infamous road trip to Florida, so I put it aside for reading later. I finally picked it up again a couple weeks ago and discovered a great story. In this article, the author, 90-year-old Sam Toporov, looks back at his journey from the old country, where I still reside, to the land of the very old. It's a sprawling piece that touches on many aspects of aging. Toporov opens the narrative by describing a scene he is watching while waiting for his 84-year-old wife. He observes a steady flow of older people slowly and carefully descending a flight of stairs outside a doctor's office. He has an epiphany. He realizes he's in the land of the very old. In this article, the author takes us through aspects of his aging journey. At one point, he touches on the idea of a newspaper-like corrections column for your life. I was quite taken by the idea of looking back at your life and identifying corrections, rather than wallowing in regrets which can seldom be resolved. In the last year or so, I have found myself occasionally looking back and trying to understand why I made certain decisions, or the way I behaved in some situations. I'm almost always able to let any regrets go, but I do find the mere act of exploring gives me some insights into my current behavior. And guess what? I've discovered old dogs can learn new tricks, and I'm embracing my corrections. More than anything else for me, this article was a reminder that, like it or not, I'm approaching the border of the land of the very old. I haven't reached it yet, but the diminishing that Toporov describes as a sign of passage into this new land is more noticeable than it was just a few years ago. I'm resisting the diminishing, but I can't stop it. In the Land of the Very Old is a long read, but, in my opinion, worth the time and effort. If you're still in the land of the middle-aged or younger, it may not resonate at all. For those of us living in the old country, on the border of the land of the very old, the article strikes a chord. I encourage you to read Toporov's closing paragraphs because it does give the old reader hope that residing in the land of the very old can be a good thing. It surely beats the alternative. Follow the link in the show notes below to read the article. You can also Google Land of the Very Old to find the link to the article on the website where it's published, www.sundaylongread.com. Thanks for listening. As always, give us your thoughts in the comments section below or drop us an email at campcodger@gmail.com. And if you're not on our newsletter mailing list, please subscribe at www.campcodger.com.